How we doing, everybody? I hope you are well, and thank you for tuning in, clicking listen, however you got here. I appreciate you. On today's episode of the Authoricast, we're chatting about one of the big events we just hosted in the building. If you were downtown in the neighborhood this past week, maybe strolling through Centennial Olympic Park, you may have seen a lot of kids in red blazers and thought, what is going on? It's hot outside and these kids are wearing blazers. Well, those were folks that were in town for the Skills USA National Leadership and Skills Conference, NLSC for short. 19,000 attendees here in Atlanta to compete and grow at the Showcase of Career and Technical Education. There were competitions between the best in the country, celebrations with folks from all across the nation, and pen trading. We'll get into that a little bit later. It also included their Expo, or Texpo, among other things. Skills USA is the nation's number one workforce development organization for skilled trade students, shaping the future of the American workforce. So after she was able to get home and catch her breath after a packed week here at Georgia World Congress Center, Courtney Farrell, who is the Director of Conference, Meeting, and Event Management for the organization, was gracious enough to chat with me a little bit about this huge event that's having an even larger impact on the next generation. So I've got Courtney Farrell from Skills USA, who just wrapped up last week in the building here at GWCC. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk about Skills USA, Courtney.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. We had an incredible week last week in Atlanta and at GWCC for our Skills USA events.
So yeah, I mean, just overall, how did everything go? I know we had a little bit of weather that may have been a challenge at certain points, especially for things that were scheduled for the park. But just overall, kind of looking back, having a couple of days to rest up after a busy week, how did everything go?
Yeah, it was our biggest and best conference yet. We had over 19,000 attendees all coming into Atlanta to experience NLSC live and in action. So all of our partners and vendors and venues really just played at such a high level that ensured a flawless execution and a smooth attendee experience. So couldn't be more grateful for everyone who contributed to ensure that it was a successful week.
And y'all've got folks coming in from all across the country that are brought in here to Atlanta and GWCC and also State Farm for the opening ceremony and award ceremony. When does that start and how does the competition start? Is it a county level? Is it at a state level? Just kind of how does that start and how do folks make their way up to the national competition?
Yeah, so they all start at the local chapter level. So we have 17,000 local Skills USA chapters across the country. So we encourage each of those classrooms to host their own competitions to identify which students who want to move forward in the process. So once they kind of get selected or if they win at their local level, then they'll move on to some states have districts and then ultimately to their state conferences. So at their state conferences happen February through the first part of May. So they have to be a gold medal winner to be able to advance to the national competition. So the competition is fierce. And then once you get to Atlanta, it becomes even more as you compete against top winners from across the country.
And how do students get involved? Is it, are people recruited? Is it something that they hear about in school or how do folks kind of get involved in those local chapters to, work on their skills in advance?
Yeah, there's definitely recruitment that happens and it's all in alignment with their career and technical education programs, our CTE programs. In their classroom. So they might be part of a welding program, and then there's a Skills USA chapter. So they're encouraged to be a part of that. And it really serves as the first professional organization that they join typically in their lives, right, is joining and being part of Skills USA. And then competitions are just one of many options that they can do at the local, state, and national level to refine their career readiness skills.
And what's kind of the process like of folks building through those competitions from the local level to the state level and then getting here to nationals? What's it like kind of bringing all those folks in here to Atlanta for the national gathering?
So each of our state associations really lead that process. So Some states have multiple associations. So we have 73 different associations that bring their students to Atlanta. Again, they have to be those gold medal winners to advance and be part of it. So the competition is fierce, and they really are vying for a spot to represent their schools, their states, and hopefully win a medal at the national level.
And with competition comes, you know, folks that need to judge those competitions. And I believe I read somewhere that they're volunteers. Are they from all different states? What's the process like to get involved, and kind of how does that all come together with the judges for the competitions?
Yeah, we have over 3,000 judges and competition support volunteers that are part of our national conference. So each of the 114 career competitions are led by a technical chair. And so they lead the committee in identifying the technical standards that are used in the classrooms and that are evaluated during the competition. They also do all the judge recruitment. So they're really seeking experts who are in the field, who are representing various companies, who come and judge the students. And then they also help to secure and ensure that they have the resources available to be at the cutting edge of industry to ensure that our students have a great experience.
And I know that I've heard some folks who work on and in our building have said that, you know, they love SkillsUSA. They've been around the event and everything. Some have even been judges, I believe. So, I mean, what's the feedback kind of like from the judges, the volunteers, the parents, and just everyone that kind of is involved in that, that may not be competing, but they're either a spectator or, like I said, a parent of one of the students or something like that?
Austin, they absolutely love it. It is a unique experience to get to be a part of our conference, to walk on our conference floor. There's so much to see and do, right? So beyond the competitions that you can see, there's over 200 exhibitors that are part of our Texpo experience. And we really push those exhibitors to provide interactive, hands-on experiences for attendees. We want them to not just walk by and see a jet engine, but they want to be able to touch and feel, and maybe they try a simulator out or something like that. So it's just a unique experience around, like, that can provide some career exploration, you know, find out new things that are cool. This year there was a really neat booth, and they set up a manufacturing line. So you like put some pieces of plastic on a manufacturing line and it runs it through and it kind of shows you the operations and how it works. And then it ends at the end, and then you get a prize when your piece kind of makes it through the full manufacturing line. And that's just one of hundreds of examples of things that they can engage with and do on our conference floor. This year, we also introduced a new area called Try a Skill, and again, another hands-on opportunity. I think they were changing tires and trying some new equipment out and new tools, so it was a fun time.
And with those exhibitors and then, I guess, you know, judges from different industries and stuff like that, does that ever lead to maybe recognition from potential employers or further education programs or anything like that that the students involved can see? Because I know you were just saying that kids were learning about, you know, different things from the exhibitors. So does that kind of open different pathways for them, or maybe even just say, hey, maybe I want to try this?
Oh, absolutely. Time and time again, we hear about the connections that are made on our conference floor. And sometimes that leads to jobs or internships, or even sometimes just awareness about different industries and how they could apply to skills that they get excited about. One of our exhibitors, Delta, was like, hey, you might just think of Delta for aviation, but that doesn't mean we don't need marketing and communication and mechanics and pilots and flight attendants and all the things that come along with operating a business. So it really helps broaden the opportunities that exist and help our attendees learn more.
And I know that they're, you know, it's not all about competition. Like you had said, there's the exhibitors, there's also celebrations, which I know last week with a little bit of the rain we had, it had to move inside from Centennial Olympic Park. But, you know, does that kind of help kind of bring the kids in? And, you know, maybe you're really intense on the competition, but then you get to kind of kick back and connect with kids from all over the country, and you get to meet people that you probably wouldn't have met otherwise from a wide array of backgrounds and different things like that. So, I mean, what's it like seeing everybody get together, have fun, meet each other, and really connect on a different level than competition?
Yeah, it's one of the only times annually that we pull together folks from all across the country. And what great learnings and opportunities come from that as they talk about their respective schools and their state associations and kind of how they operate. They learn a lot from each other. One of the key things that is like an unofficial conference experience is our pin trading. So if you haven't heard about the intensity of the pin trading, it's a cool opportunity for folks to use it as a tool to network and to meet folks from across the country. So the goal is to collect a pin from each one of the different state associations. So it really encourages our attendees to walk up, meet new people, learn about their state, kind of understand why their pin is designed in that particular way. While it's unofficial, it's incredibly popular. So you had mentioned our party had moved inside from the Centennial Park back to GWCC, but pin trading was everywhere still. Our folks were connecting and always in search of Hawaii, right? And Puerto Rico to find their very rare pins across the conference.
And we even got a Georgia pin, speaking to some folks that were from down on the coast in Georgia. So that was pretty cool. And we were saying, we might need to look into making a pin for the future for GWCC. We'll have to look into that. Kind of what's it like seeing kind of those connections made and really seeing the effect that has on some of the folks that are here gathered? Because I know in talking to some of the folks from Georgia, they had said, hey, we met somebody from Minnesota. They were super cool. You know, we had never met anyone from there before. And, you know, just being able to kind of experience that, whether it's a cultural thing, I don't know if you'd call it a cultural difference from Georgia to Minnesota or whatever, but, you know, just kind of being able to have folks that wouldn't meet each other otherwise be able to connect and compete, because that creates a connection there, and then also being able to network.
Yeah, that's one of the core pieces of conference that we focus on is this connection, right? And connections are happening from folks all across the country, from our competitors and our judges, from our business partners, our educators, just lots of robust connections. Two other elements of our conference are around build, right? We want them to build skills, build experiences. And then the final one is all about celebrating. We want them to celebrate not only the work that they're doing at the conference, but the work that they did to get to conference, and also to celebrate being part of career and technical education. Our organization is all about workforce development, and so we want to be the destination for career and technical education and really help move the conversation forward and prepare that next generation of skilled workers.
And why Atlanta for this kind of national gathering? What makes it a place that Skills USA keeps coming back to for this competition and really gathering and conference?
Yeah, Atlanta has just opened their arms to Skills USA. It's really leveled up our attendee experience to get the chance to be in a tier one city. I think about the flights that it takes to get to Atlanta and how easy it is, right? I think about the hotel package that we have and being able to walk from each of those key hotels to the downtown GWCC, to the downtown core, right? I think about GWCC, State Farm Arena. I also think about all the fun attractions. How many folks talk about going to the aquarium and to the World of Coke and riding the Skyview and just the full conference experience. And I think our attendees just love Atlanta and love those elements of it. From a conference planner perspective, I couldn't be more grateful to be in the fourth largest convention center in the country, right? As we take up every square inch of that exhibit floor, the 100 plus meeting rooms that we occupy. It's funny, we found a closet and asked if we could also use that for a room. And GWCC was like, sure. So it's like listed on, you know, building C closet. And it's perfect because it fits one table and one copier, just like we need for our leadership judges and competitions. So also with State Farm Arena being right over there, that's where we get to hold our opening and award session. It's an incredible venue. And just for it all to be so close and centrally located is awesome for our attendees.
And how was that, the opening ceremony and the award ceremony? Because, you know, I know being right across the street from State Farm, that definitely helps. How did those go? And kind of what was the experience like over there?
Yeah, opening session was energizing, exciting. We had Mike Rowe, who's been to many of our Skills USA conferences, come back and join us here in Atlanta. He's such an advocate for career and technical education and is a true inspiration to our students. We also had some fun light up dancers with light balance. We had some pyro and fire flying. Like, it was just a really fun way to kick off the conference experience and to energize our attendees for the week. And then on Friday, we had our award session. We gave away over 1,250 medals. So folks were on the edge of their seats trying to see if they would receive one of those. And it's such a fun moment to see the students who've won, to see our technical committees and our judges kind of put that medal on them, and the joy that the students feel from all the hard work that they put in. Again, that during the competition, but all the, you know, weeks and years and months that led up to them getting that experience and to be able to be on that podium. So it's just a fun time of celebration at each of those general sessions.
Beautiful. And I guess just personally, what are some of the things that make you proudest to be involved with this organization and this event, putting on this gathering?
What makes me the proudest is seeing our students just really excited about being a part of something bigger than themselves, like helping them identify where they want to go in their careers, seeing them excited about medals and winning, to see them just really engaging with those who are different from them from across the country. Like, it is so fun to watch our students and just observe and think about all that they take away from their conference experience. So, Austin, I'm not sure if I've shared this with you yet, but I was a SkillsUSA member myself many, many years ago. Yeah. And I tell you, that is some of my most favorite memories, is getting to fly across the country. I'd never flown before, stay in a hotel, you know, get away from my parents for a little bit, like meet new people from across the country. And just really, you know, show your skills and be around like-minded people who want to grow and who want to, you know, make an impact in this world. So, yeah, this particular year, I got kind of somehow looped in on this advisor email. And that was the greatest joy every day, to kind of read his recap and talk about his students and the experience that they've had. And, oh, they did a great job today in competition. And over here, they went to the aquarium and, you know, they learned about this new career and got a business card from Snap-on or another Texpo exhibitor. It's just really fun to hear about those attendee experiences, the connections that are made, and the fun that they're having.
So I'm sure you have a little bit of insight, being, you know, that you were involved with Skills when you were younger, and now you're back in this role. So, I mean, does that kind of help with being able to plan and organize this?
Yes, it does. And it fuels me even more. Our executive director said that I work on this with passion and excellence. So that's really what I drive for, is this passion of, hey, I had this great experience and now I want to share it with others. And then passion, because I really believe in the work that we get to do in SkillsUSA and how it truly is shaping the workforce and shaping students' lives.
Beautiful. Well, I think that's about all I've got for you, Courtney. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to join me, and we look forward to seeing you again next time.
Yeah, thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
So a super cool event here at GWCC every year. So glad to have them back again. Thanks again to Courtney for taking some time to chat with me. If you want to find some more information about SkillsUSA, or if you or someone you know want to get involved in competition, judging, or just come by and check it out next time they're here, head over to skillsusa.org. That's SkillsUSA.org. SkillsUSA.org. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with me and Courtney for a bit. This has been a production of Georgia World Congress Center Authority. Till next time, we'll see you later.